Hey everyone, it is June 6, 2022. We are going to have a special version of Push Talk today. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So we are back with Push Talk today. We've been off for a little while. Been a busy week. As you guys know, we've done a lot of... we had an increasingly busy week last week. I do want to kind of highlight some of the things that we've been working around, but I wanted to start with the most important one. So today you guys see me wearing orange. I'm wearing orange in solidarity of the Wear Orange movement that has been going, that will be going on for the rest of the month. I partnered with Moms Demand Action. I think we have a few clips from it from yesterday where we partnered with Moms Demand Action and we had opportunity to meet them in Stone Mountain. And this is an organization that is built around women who have lost their children to gun violence or a family member to gun violence, and we had a great opportunity to speak there yesterday. I even had newly elected state representative Tanya Miller, who joined me along for the journey, and we went out there and we had a really good time. But let's hop back in to talking about a little bit more about gun violence. I really want everybody to kind of, I guess, bring everybody up to speed on what's going on in the world of gun violence. As we know, we had a shooting in Buffalo a week later, a shooting in Uvalde, Texas. And even from the time of Uvalde to now, I think the last report I read, there's been over 200, or from Buffalo to now, there's been over 233, but that's not even including, I think, Tulsa that we just had and Chattanooga we just had yesterday. Gun violence is something, you guys, I hope you're listening, I hope you're paying attention. It is something that we really, really, really have to tackle. We need to be bold about it. We need to be bold about having laws that actually can move the needle when it comes to gun violence. And I'm not referring to the from the perspective of banning guns. That's not what my motto is. But we can. I think that it's not a big argument to have red flag laws. If a person is not mentally capable of being able to carry a weapon, we should know that. I think it's not a bad thing to expand background checks for people who are purchasing guns. They need to be background checked. I think it's not a bad thing for us to be able to do to ban assault rifles. We had them banned up until, I think, 1994 or 2004. Yeah. And then the policy expired after 10 years. And that was under President, I think, Bush. But these are things that we have to do. I mean, if we look at just the way the trends are going now, even since Buffalo, we have had more gun violence in the last 3 weeks to a month than we had the same time last year. We're up almost 55% over the same time last year when it comes down to gun violence issues. So we have to tackle gun violence. So we have been doing a lot of work on that. I know we actually had an event last week. I think we have it, some pictures from there. We actually met with the solicitor. We'll go to this one. There was a press conference actually outside of Gwinnett where there were state representatives from Gwinnett who actually who had a press conference in reference to gun violence. And these are some of the pictures from them where they were wearing orange, where we got a chance to talk to the police chief of Gwinnett. And we met with the DA of Gwinnett as well and kind of just talked through some of those issues that are impacting the society in a major way. One of the things that is interesting for those of us who, and we can come back, but those of us who love law enforcement, I don't know how we have the argument that we love law enforcement, but at the same time, we don't place laws in place that protects them. And in Georgia, as you guys know, we are freely able to openly carry now, and you don't have to have a license to do so. So that has been another thing. But along with that, we also last week we had an opportunity to go down to Augusta, and I think we have some videos from there, where we'll be working with the solicitor's office in Augusta as well as the sheriff's office in Richmond. And we will actually be hosting a warrant clinic down there. And one of the things that, so stay looking on this picture. One of the things that I really wanted to point out about this picture that I loved, and I had to give kudos in the room to everybody who was in the room. If you look, Ali, there's only two men in the room, and the two men that are sitting in the room are wearing black push shirts. I don't know what that says about us. We got to do better. But everybody at the table who held some kind of position of authority in this county or for this meeting were women, and I thought that was very interesting, and in fact, even more so interesting, they were women of minority color. I thought that was extremely interesting, but we have more information coming out about that. I think that's on the August 30th and 30th. Nope, I'm sorry. Yep. I think the dates are coming out soon on our website, but it'll be 2 days where we'll actually be partnering with Richmond County, the Solicitor's Office, Richmond County, Sheriff's Office, and in doing some work when it comes down to expungement. So people who, well, not even expungement clinic, I don't know why we have to label it that way, but it's the warrant clinic. So for people who have active warrants in Augusta, for 2 days straight, you'll be able to come and try to get those warrants cleared up as long as they're misdemeanors or traffic violations. And we're partnering with Black Voters Matters in order to do so. So I want everybody to stay tuned to our website for that, because there'll be more information coming out about that. The other thing we had a great opportunity to do is we actually had a chance to meet with Gwinnett again last week. We spent a lot of time in Gwinnett last week, I guess. This is all from Friday, right? All from Friday. But we actually had a chance to meet with Gwinnett, and I want to encourage everybody, and we'll put the link in our website in the bottom of this, that Gwinnett is getting ready to do something that is probably one of the most transformative things I think I have seen happen in Georgia. They're actually getting ready to take a school that was the first ever school for African-American students in Gwinnett County. And instead of tearing that building down, they're getting ready to make it into a library. To kind of honor the legacy, or I call it African-American library. He used a different term. What was the term he used? He said African-American, Afrocentric library. But it's really cool. So this is, I think there's a picture of us, ignore my face, but there's a picture of us meeting with the representative from Gwinnett County Library District. So we had a really, really busy week last week. And I want to encourage everybody to please check out our website, www.blackpush.org. We will be back full time this week with different podcasts. This week we will be dealing with gun violence all week. We have a whole bunch of different special guests. Throughout the week, later this week, we have some very, very, very cool, super exciting guests that are coming on this week. We have Representative Bodie, who will be with us on Saturday, who's running for Labor Secretary, and he's in a runoff. And his opponent, Mrs. Nicole Horn, will be here on Friday. So they will be on the podcast Friday and Saturday of this week. That should be really exciting. And we'll kind of see the different views they have, or their different perspectives of how they see the Department of Labor. And I want to also encourage everybody, if you have not, remember that we have a runoff in Georgia. I mean, there's a lot of candidates still need our vote. Please, please get out and vote. Take somebody to vote with you. June 21st, it's very important, June 21st, get out and vote. And if you can get out and vote early, please do get out and vote early. So that's on June 21st. So I'll be going to vote. I know you going to vote. Everybody in the office got to go vote. So let's make sure that we continue to do that. And the most important thing, lastly, I want to throw this out there too. So Black Push, and this is just our announcement day, everybody. So if you're looking for a podcast, I'm sorry. It's just me. Just announcements today. But Black Push is getting ready to host something I'm super excited about. We are going to actually be going down to Macon for our One Accord conference, and I don't think we showed that video yet, right? We have not, but I want to show you guys the video clip because this is exciting. So if you don't know what One Accord is, it's us going around the state galvanizing clergy to work around the state with us and around different issues, social injustice, voter suppression, making sure that we make our community safer. So we have been to Gwinnett County, we have been to Cobb County, we have been to Paulding County, we have been To Fulton County, DeKalb County. We have been over to Richmond and I forgot the other Richmond and Jefferson County. But we're not done. So at the end of this month, on June 25th, if I'm correct, that's a Saturday, we will be down in Macon. I am super excited. I am so grateful to Pastor Bumpus for hosting us. We have a dynamic group of speakers. So please go to Eventbrite. There's a link and on our Facebook page where you can go and sign up, whether you want to attend in person or virtually. But this is a clip of what we're getting ready to do to Macon. So Macon, be ready.
We're going to have to speak truth to power.
If we live by what his word says, we're not going to go wrong.
Every human being deserves equal treatment.
If you don't know Vincent's name in your own community, don't call George's name.
Where is the church today?
One is a church, one is a package store. Which one is the greater influence?
We've got to put our foot down and say, as for me and my house, not only will we serve Lord, but we'll look like him.
One accord is what we need.
Stand up for all of God's children and let's be on one accord.
The thing about unity with God is that it doesn't come without unity with other people.
May the God in all of us stand with those who are the most vulnerable.
I believe the opportunity to be on one accord is opportunity.
When am I going to stop? I'm going to stop when there's no more homeless people. When am I going to stop? I'm going to stop when people no longer have to be afraid to go into a ballot place and cast their ballot. When my white brothers and sisters don't have to eat from Dollar General and that's where they get their only meal from.
Okay, so we'll be down in Macon, and I'm super excited about that. So please, please, if you know anybody down in Macon, please join us for that. And lastly, last but not least, we will also be having our gala where we'll be honoring some legends throughout the state of Georgia. And this is our promo video for the gala. So please join us on July 16th for our gala event as well.
We have stepped into the baptism of this movement.
Yes.
And we are saying, here we are.
Here we are.
You need feet, here are our feet. You need arms, here are our arms. You need a mouth to speak truth to power. Here is our mouth.
Yes.
You need a heart that loves justice, that loves righteousness, that loves mercy.
Yes.
And that hates evil.
Yes.
And injustice. Here are our hearts. Not one back from this very moment. Who will want that transforms us? Let us not rest.
Yes.
Until we see victory.
Yes.
Let us not sleep. Until we see victory. Let us not sit down until we see victory. And so how can we stand? We'll stand by the power that you put in the man that sat in this room.
Yes.
Who stand because of the anointing that you placed on him. We're asking you to put it right now on this August
month.
And we're asking that you let us multiply and let us grow to the far ends of this state and throughout this nation. We pray now for your transformation, for your change, and for the victory that is ours.
Yeah.
So please. please join us for all these different events. We have them going on. Please check out our website, www.blackpush.org. Please join us this week. We'll be faithful to the times this week. Starting Wednesday at 1:30, we'll be here live all this week. We are really going to be going after gun violence this week and different legislation. And then we want to also remind people, too, that this Saturday on the 11th is the March for Our Lives around the country. There'll be different marches. So please go to Google March for Our Lives. Find some place near you that you can volunteer, participate, march with. Because at Black Push, we don't believe that gun violence is something that we can continue to play around with. We don't believe that we may or we can. We believe that we will make an impact when it comes to gun violence. So join us on the journey by going to www.blackpush.org. And until Wednesday, check us out live here on Wednesday at 1:30. We'll be back.